Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
And as we have been discussing last few times, that now that Arjuna has seen this cosmic form of the Lord, in other words, his mind has comprehended the unity of this plurality, this world which seemingly is divided among this plurality of things and beings, is actually strung by the same entity which manifests as this plurality. Beings and things come out of the same reality and dissolve into the same reality. That reality is what he is facing right now. So he is now offering his prayer, his adoration to that. And he has said, you are everything. Vayu, Yama, Agni, Varuna, anything that I can think of, any being my mind can perceive, is nothing but you alone. The all I see in you. And therefore, he says, my salutations to you. My salutations to you 1,000 times. In case, if I missed, I salute you from your front, I salute you in your back, I salute you in your side, because you are everywhere. Wherever I turn around, I see you. If we come to the conclusion, this world is nothing but the Lord's manifesto. So obviously, where we turn around, we see him. Just as this classical, maybe it's a folklore, but that Nanak went to Kaaba and he was sleeping with his feet towards Kaaba, and the Maulvi comes and says, you idiot, what are you doing? He said, oh, is that what I'm doing? Well, then move my leg to where the Kaaba is not. The Maulvi in anger moves his leg. Wherever he turns, he sees Kaaba moving around with it. So basically, saying God is everywhere. Because God is everything, therefore, God is everywhere. So, he said, therefore now, whatever I see, when I say I bow down in the front, in the back, in the rear, whatever I see in front of me, whatever I see in the side of me, is nothing but you. And I recognize that. In our culture, we say, namaste, namahate. I bow down to you, not you as a person. You the self, which is no other than myself. I respect that. Once we found that commonality, we obviously can't have animosity or jealousy. But we just give lip service, namaste. We never understood, so obviously we don't get the benefit of that. But if we develop any commonality with anybody, somebody says, Sunil, which university did you go to? I'm from Baroda. Oh, I'm also from Baroda. There you go. You know, then we start feeling comfortable right there. Then he says, then which year you were? More we find we have more in common, more we like each other, more we fall in love with each other. In other words, we find more identification with that person. So here, now he's finding that everything that he knows is now him. So he's offering his salutation. Then he suddenly realizes that maybe when I was not aware of this fact, that I may have insulted people. I may have insulted people who I should be actually respecting. In this case, obviously, he superimposed all of that into Krishna, because Krishna is the one who showed me this Vishwarup. So he identifies that as the Krishna self. I, Arjuna, seeing Krishna self as this great cosmic being who is everywhere in everything. Therefore, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, which is Swami Prabhupada's movement, they call it Krishna consciousness. Lineage from Shankaracharya is the consciousness, self-consciousness. Myself and yourself is one and the same. Prabhupada comes from a different lineage, which is a dualistic school of thought. They look at the Bhagavad Gita same way, except a slight different twist. And they will say, the Krishna consciousness. My consciousness right now is ego consciousness. I identify the Krishna consciousness. Then I become one with Krishna. That Krishna, not that historical Krishna, but the universal being. So here Arjuna sees the same way as this is the Krishna's great cosmic form. I have known Krishna from my childhood as Devaki's son, Yasoda's son, my cousin. But look at his greatness. Sakha iti matva prasabham yad uktam. Hey Krishna, hey Yadav, hey Sakha iti. Not knowing your greatness, I may have addressed you disrespectfully. Hey you, hey Krishna, hey my friend, and oh Yadav. This may not be appropriate for a great man like you. When I came to this country, this is the biggest problem I had. Here everybody called everybody the first name. Obviously, I was trained in India. Everybody, sir, sir. And they said, no, Neil, you can call him David. I said, he's the president of our company of 200 people firm. I am not going to call him David. Said, no, Neil, it's okay. Call him David. But very difficult for us to do that. I said, boy, how can I say? Even today, after living here for 30 years, I have a client named Charles McFarlane. And obviously, we call him Charles. You know, he's about my age, like so much younger than me. His father is 80-something, and he used to be our senator, Granger McFarlane. But he's also part of this project which I'm doing. So Charles will call my father, and everybody called him Granger. I said, I'm not going to do that. Okay? I call him Mr. McFarlane and call Charles Charles. That's how I make, you know, distinction. When I call Charles, I call him Charles, and I call his father Mr. McFarlane. You know? So now Arjuna realizing, he said, I must have done not something right. I call you Sakha, I call you Yadav. So, ajanata mahimanam avitav avedam. Not that I want to disrespect you, but I did not know your greatness, that you are that all-pervading being. See, till we want to see God, we are not one with Him. And therefore, we are always saying, oh God, you are so almighty. We never say, oh my own self, which is so almighty. Because who is seeking this relief from pain and unhappiness? My ego, actually. The sufferer right now is none other than my ego. Something happens. Who gets hurt? My ego. So who needs liberation? My ego. My ego can never be the God's self. So my ego says, oh, forgive me, Lord. So here Arjuna says, oh, forgive me, Lord. Oh, in not knowing your greatness, I must have called you Sakha, Yadav, Krishna, whatever. Maya pramadat pranayena vapi. Pramadat, out of my lethargy in understanding you. I could have realized what I'm realizing today had I given enough thought to it. But it never occurred to me that I should put enough effort to know you. So pramadat pranayena vapi. And therefore, I must have done this thing out of love for you. I liked you, I loved you, just did not know your greatness. Therefore, I could not give you the due respect which you deserve. Just continuing that, yatcha avahasartham asatkritosi viharasaya asana bhojanesu. While we are together, roaming around, sleeping in the same room, eating dinner, whatever, eating things together, I must have asatkritosi, things disrespectfully to you. Eko athva api achyuta tat samaksham tat kshamaye tvam aham aprameyam. Or maybe ekoham, when we are just alone, and I must have done that. So he said any situation, he's just enumerating what situation I must have done this. Or in a company, or we were together with some other people. Well, sometimes we say, well, it's okay that you insulted me because nobody was here. That's not good that you did that in front of my friend. Eko, maybe I did it alone, but I may have done it even in front of other people. All of that, tat shamaye, please forgive me. Oh, aprameyam, because you are immeasurable, you forgive me. Basically, when an individual recognizing the Lord's greatness. In a sense, we come to recognize that we are powerless in this world and everything that we have achieved is because of His presence. Then all credits we have taken, the ego we have developed, all that we feel so bad about it, that I must have done all of this, O Lord, out of my own ignorance. But please forgive me. So, next two verses, he said, why he should forgive him. Pitasi lokasya chara charasya tvamasya pujyasya gurur gariya. Let me tell you why you should forgive me. Because I know, and I now recognize, that your pitasi lokasya chara acharasya. You are the father of this entire jagat, made up of chara and achara, moving and unmoving. That means everything. There's nothing you can leave behind in it. Tomasya pujyasya gurur gariyan. You are the most respectful, worshipable. Gurur gariyan. You are the greatest teacher of all. I did not know all this. You may take some blame for that. You are the greatest guru. Living with you also, I didn't learn all this thing. But you are the father of all the beings. No tvat samo asti abhi adhikaha. There is no one greater than you. I now recognizing your almighty power. I thought he's powerful and he's powerful and she's powerful. And I was running after them. But I realize there's none. When I divide this world into plurality again, you are, because you are the powerhouse of everything. Tvatsam api adhika. Kuto anyaha lokatraye api apratim prabhavaha. In these three worlds can be defined in many different ways. One is obviously Swargalok, Patalok in this lok, or Swarganark and Prithvilok. But three loks generally in Vedanta is my three worlds. My three worlds are my waking world, is my one world, in which I have all these people who are more powerful than I am. And then I am trying to gain their favor. I am trying to be in their company. So anytime we see somebody, president comes here, everybody say, Mr. President, very glad to see you, sir. President says, oh, very glad to see you also. And he moves on because there are 5,000 people in a day, probably tells him that. But we feel good. We put picture in an office, kneel butt with Obama. Obama probably doesn't care. There are thousands of pictures like that. We have a pretty close relationship. We all have pictures with Swamiji. Oh, we were very close to Swamiji. Was Swamiji close to us? No. But that's our ego, basically, tells us to do. But this is also our way of showing respect. Natvam samapya, there is none greater than you. Kuto anya lokatraya api apratim prabhava. So, in my waking world, I have thought there are many, but none has power of their own. They all derive power from you. So you are the greatest of all in my waking world. Same is true for my dream world. I derive power in my dream world because I am conscious, I am self-aware in my dream. And my own mind creates my own world. Even there, none greater than you. And when I'm in deep sleep, there is no one. I'm completely ignorant about the only thought I have is, I don't know, in my deep sleep. There is no thought. It's an unawareness in deep sleep. You are the only one who takes care of me at that time. None greater than you. In these three worlds, in the last verse we see, tasmad, therefore, pranamya pranidhaya kayam. Therefore, I bow down to with bending my body, Prasadaye tvam ahamishamidyam, seeking your forgiveness. O adorable Lord, now knowing your greatness, I adore you. We have learned what is adoration. It is intensive form of love. Intensive love is intense identification. O adorable Lord, I am now bowing down to you with my body, with my mind and my intellect. Pita eva putrasya, just as the father forgives his son. No matter what son does, once he says, Dad, I'm sorry. That's the end of the story. No matter how bad it was, okay, my son, don't do it ever again, but I'm letting you go. And son knows that trick works all the time. I say, because there's a love between the father and the son. No matter what it is, he forgives you. So you should do that. You are the father of the whole universe. Sakheva sakhyuho. That's another relationship where forgiveness comes very easy. You and your friend are really mad at each other. And the other friend, you know, Neil, I'm so sorry I did that. And that's the end of the story. Okay. Let's go see a movie together. Friend, it's a very different relationship. It's sakheva sakhyuho. Priyaha priyaya. And then when you're in love, when somebody is, you know, beloved to you, no matter what differences you have and you're mad at each other, as soon as one person says, I'm sorry, that's the end of the story, you forgive that person. Arhasi deva sodum, in the same manner, you should forgive me, O Deva. And that we will stop. Om sarve bhavantu sukhina. Sarve santu niramayaha. Sarve bhadrani pashyantu. Ma kaschid dukkha bhag bhavet. Om shantihi, shantihi, shantihi. Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.